Robin Hilton, have you seen the website Goats Standing on Things?
I have, but only because I have the pleasure of following you on Facebook and all your weekly escapades. You've discovered a new site, a favorite new website.
I like this. This is the first non-musical thing I've had in like 30 years.
That you've fallen in love with. It's nothing but pictures of goats standing on top of things.
Right. I don't know how they managed to do this one with the trees. How do you think they did that?
It's called Photoshop.
Goats use Photoshop? Wow, that's really cool.
This from a man who came up with the soul of a band, match the shoes of a band with their sound.
We're going to do that, by the way.
We are going to do that, and hopefully sooner rather than later.
Good.
Maybe not. We've got South By coming up in a few weeks. Maybe after that. Maybe after South By, we'll launch it with a new game tool.
Every show I've been going to, in fact, I upped my game by buying another camera just to take, to take pictures of people's feet and their shoes.
Of course you did. And what people don't realize is that your bedroom walls are papered with all these photos.
Okay, so I've got music songs for you today. You know the group The Faint? They started in the late 1900s. The late 1900s, yes, of course.
Why really? You say it that way. It just sounds so old.
God,
the late 1900s.
Oh, my God. In 1998. I cannot do that. In 1998 is when they put out their first record in Omaha, and they toured on this record in 2008. Came home exhausted, just had enough, and they stopped.
It's a familiar story with so many bands that put out records that I love in the late 90s, like Neutral Milk Hotel and Olivia Tremor Control. And, you know, some of those bands put out records, great records, and then they said, that's it, we've had it.
It was grueling. And there weren't as many clubs, and so the distances between places, I'm sure, was harder. Lots of reasons. Mm-hmm. Getting your music out there those days, harder, pre-internet, pretty much. And then recently they went in a studio, recorded a 4-song EP, and they said, this is great, let's do an album. And they went to work with Mike Mogus, mm-hmm. we know from Bright Eyes. And,
also out of Omaha.
And an Omaha native. And they didn't even know what they were going to record. They booked a bunch of time with him, recorded a record. They just wanted inspiration. They just wanted to be inspired. They didn't want to go in pre-planned. So they did this. New record called Doom Abuse, and it comes out at the top of April, and we have this exclusive from The Faint.
Necktie looks like we had a
top that?
I actually think I can.
Oh, really? Okay, mm-hmm. So I'm just going to tell people what that is while we swap the one cable that we have between us here.
We've been demoted back to one cable.
We did have two for a while. Mm-hmm. The Faint is the band. Doom Abuse is the record. That's the song, the opening track. Great opening track to the record. It's called Help in the Head, if you didn't gather that from the lyrics. And wow. All right, go for it, Mr. Hilton.
Now, this doesn't happen very often, but about 3 weeks ago, I met a girl, and she was real nice, and she invited me to her apartment. So I went over there, and she had the best pussy I have ever seen. Oh, now, come on! I'm talking about her cat. Now, that makes me sick right there.
Wait.
You can't say anything anymore that people don't take it dirty, and I'm sorry, that disgusts me.
Steve Martin, a wild and crazy guy. I bet you sold that record like crazy when you were at the record.
Is that the one with the balloons?
Yeah. Well, with the arrow through his head. Yeah, it's. Anyway, this is a long way of saying that I want to play the band Perfect Pussy. This past week, can I say that?
You just did.
Okay. This past week, we announced our South by Southwest lineup for our showcase on Wednesday night, live broadcasting from Stubbs Barbecue in Austin, Texas, on March 12th, opening the night of live music with Perfect Pussy. It will be a real kick in the head.
They are amazing. Yeah. You haven't seen them yet, right?
I have not seen them yet. But in trying to get them booked and talking with their publicist, she assured me that the name is a reference to lead singer Meredith Graves' cat, love of her favorite cat and love of Hello Kitty. So I'm talking about her cat, Bob. I think she might just be trying to make me more comfortable with the band name. But, you know, they've got this new record coming out March 18th that's called Say Yes to Love, and it is just...
It's their first whole album.
First full-length record. First time I heard it, I hit repeat, listened to the whole thing again, hit repeat again, listened to it three times.
And only 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it only takes like 20, 30 minutes or something to get through the record. But it just had me absolutely locked in. This is a song from that record, from Perfect Pussy, Say Yes to Love. The name of the song is Interference Fits.
I'm
I don't know. I could listen to this tone for another hour or so. Good night, everybody. It's been a great show.
Wow. So we actually had the speakers up a little loud, and the Perfect Pussy was blasting into the NPR newsroom today. So.
Yeah, the studio is right by where we've got Morning Edition over here.
All things considered, it's on the air right now.
All things considered right over there. Yeah. Oops. Oopsie. Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Perfect Pussy, Interference Fits was the song. I love how that ends, because that song really shows you the range of this album, because buried in that song, I think, is the heart of maybe of a pop song. You know, you can kind of hear that pop sensibility, but it's so buried under all those layers of guitars and noise, which makes it so wonderful for me to listen to. And then Meredith Graves, her voice, man. Lively little group from Syracuse, New York. Perfect Pussy, the album Say Yes to Love is out March 18th. But a week before that, a whole week before that record comes out, you can hear them live on our NPR South by Southwest showcase from NPR Music.
It's video too. I
mean, and they are live. Yeah, you can watch it. You can see, you can get. Now you've seen them live. It's like they've all been shot out of a cannon, right?
Exactly. It is something else, and it ends too quickly. At least for me, I wanted more.
Yeah, I asked them if they could play more than 20 minutes if they
don't have to.
And they're like, we'll just play the set twice.
Yes. They do have more than 20 minutes now. When I saw them, they didn't.
Yeah.
Jacob Ganz is here, and we haven't had Jacob on the show in
maybe
a dog's age, speaking of cats.
Yeah, I almost feel sorry for him having to come after Perfect Pussy.
But here he is. How you doing?
I have no way to respond to that whatsoever. I'm not even going to try.
You're here only because, no, you're here because you're excited. You told us you're excited about something that you're obsessed with that you can't stop playing. And anytime that happens, we want you.
So, yeah. I don't get super obsessive about songs all the time, but every once in a while, something hits me exactly right. And this week it did. This band, 100 Waters from Gainesville, Florida, put out a record a couple of years ago. That was nice. It was good. I liked it. I never saw them play. I didn't really get into the, you know, I didn't play it obsessively. I probably played the record through once. But I was at home on Tuesday night, sitting at my computer playing music, like just looking through SoundCloud, and clicked on this song, and it had so many moving parts, and I couldn't quite tell how it was going to come together, and it felt like you could pull one section out entirely and move it somewhere else. And then the song ended, and I immediately played it again. And I've basically done that for the rest of the week.
I think that's a good sign.
Yeah, I think I've played it like 40 times at this point through the week. And there are various reasons for that. But yeah, it's just stuck in my brain.
And it's called?
It's called Down from the Rafters.
Great. Should we listen to it? I'm not sure.
I'm kind of sick of it.
I've been listening to it all week. All right, here we go.
Well, I didn't expect that.
Yeah, it's totally different from their first record. It feels much more composed and put together in
more,
a way.
Even more ethereal, though, too.
I mean, yeah, it definitely sounds like it comes from another planet, although there's really, really organic elements in there. You can hear, like, it's essentially a drum line that sounds like it's somebody walking upstairs in high heels.
Can you just roll that back a quick second? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Good catch.
I've listened to it a few times.
Well, I like where that put me, so I could see wanting to listen to that a lot of times.
Yeah, it's nice. I got a little bit of a Bjork vibe.
And this is coming out?
Who knows? They posted it on SoundCloud this week, and from what we know, there's no talk of a new album. This is not available to buy anywhere. It's just you can hear it on the internet.
Fabulous. Thanks, awesome, Jacob.
Thanks, guys.
Jacob Gans, he's going back up now to, he's going to take a photo from my current Pop's Rainbows that we're doing. Most of it's about music, right?
Most of it, yeah.
There is one thing.
There's a conspicuous, outstanding.
Yeah. Outstanding is good because
doesn't belong with the other.
Right, yeah, exactly.
It's goats standing on things.
Yeah.
It's a blog post about goats standing on things. And there's one with them.
There's no subtext whatsoever.
Right. And there's one with the trees. That's pretty cool.
It's
anyway,
amazing.
Go look at it.
It's I'll go look at it.
Go look at it.
Go work. Is that what you just said?
Get out of here.
I was actually telling the audience to go look at the goats. But if you want to take it as finish the damn post so we can get it online, because it's Friday here we're talking about, right? You'll finish by Tuesday.
Yeah, I know my place.
All right. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jacob. You know, I feel like we started on about an 11, and then we went to 11.5. And now we're back down to like 7, you know, but I'm going to take us even deeper with an artist named Christina Van Zuu. She is a musician. She's a filmmaker. She's a composer. She's originally from Kansas City, my neck of the woods, back home in Kansas. And then she studied at the Maryland Institute College of Art in Baltimore.
Oh, we talked about them last week with Ponytail.
Yeah. And I lived in Baltimore, too. It's like our paths have just, we've come so close. I know, but now she lives in Brussels.
Oh, no, you're moving to Brussels.
I've been to Brussels.
This is your back-end way into telling me.
Goodbye. She's been there 10 years. It's where she makes music. She also does drawings and animation. And when she's not working on all of these artistic projects, she is a part-time SAT instructor. She's a mathematician. And she used the income from this teaching job over the course of about 4 years to put together this new record she has coming out. It's called Number Two. Just a gorgeous, gorgeous album from Christina Van Zuu. And the song I want to play is just the perfectly titled Brain Fog.
Thank you.
Safe journey, space travelers, wherever you are. Christina Van Zuu from her record, number two, that song was Brain Fog. Her parts were all the synth stuff and that you heard about a minute and a half or so into it. The rest of it was recorded at Tiny Telephone Studios.
Oh, is that the Magic Magic Orchestra?
With the Magic Magic Orchestra.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing how many wonderful projects they turn up in? Anyway, she's also worked, she did as a visual artist, she's done a lot of videos, or she did a lot of videos for Sparkle Horse. And on this record, she worked with Adam Wiltsey of Stars of the Lid, which if you know Stars of the Lid, their music is very similar to this, sounds mm-hmm. a lot like this. So anyway, are you ready to resurface now after that? We've gone pretty deep under the sea.
Otis is going to have to take me either up or down. I think he's taking us up here.
A little bit. That's what I'm saying. We're going to start rising now.
Otis Hart and Sammy Ennegan are part of this great new series we've been doing every month now, Recommended Dose, and there's a new one coming around the bend.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Remind us what Recommended Dose is.
Recommended Dose is a monthly roundup of Sammy and mine favorite dance tracks. Emphasis on dance. A lot of house, a lot of techno. And we didn't really have a great way to share our love for it on NPR.org before we started this series. So now it's a monthly mix that you can listen to on SoundCloud or NPR.org. We also have the songs available to listen to on demand by themselves.
If you go to the All Songs Considered site, the All Songs blog, you can find the debut one we did at the end of January.
So what do you got for us today?
Before we get into Recommended Dose for a second, I want to just sort of like congratulate Robin on that last selection. I love that song. Christina Van Zuu is one of my favorite ambient artists of the last couple of years. Her record from 2011 was in my top 10.
Number one.
It was number 10, but...
Well, I mean, her record was called...
Yes.
Her record was called number one.
Exactly. Yes. Christina Van Zuu's number one was number 10 on my personal list of favorites that year.
So what do you got for us?
Right now, we're about to listen to an artist named Clap Clap. Guy, actually, a very interesting story behind this. He's not your typical dance producer. He's from Tuscany, Italy, and his name is Cristiano Crisci. And he started out his career as a alto and baritone saxophone player. And he's steadily creeped into electronic music over the last 15 years, in fact. And this new identity that he's created, Clap Clap, is based on field recordings that he's found from Africa. And he takes basically tribal party recordings, adapts them to dance music. So he makes what a lot of people call bass music because it's very heavy. It's not the four on the floor type dance music. It's sort of like stuttery and heavy and really fun, actually. So he has a new EP coming out this week called Tambacunda, and this is the lead track off that EP, which is called Ilan Mentana. Thank you. What'd you think?
I love that.
Yeah, I do too.
And Robin, I got a little tidbit that'll really endear you to this guy. Deep in his discography is a album made of synths and drum machines for children.
You had me at Made.
Yeah. So yeah, he's done a lot of things over his last 15 years, and this is just the latest in Cristiano Crisci's bizarre evolution as an artist.
I really love the build on that.
The tempo change, you know, about a minute in, how cool was that?
Yeah.
That's like the equivalent of a drop, but not doing the drop in a cliche way, you know what I mean?
Right.
Thanks, man.
All right, talk to you guys later.
I don't know how Bob's going to, what you're going to do with that, man.
Oh, I'm leaving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's play Perfect Pussy again. Thanks, New York. We're done.
Bye.
Otis was talking about the fellow who had a 15-year career, right? And so Hamilton Lighthouser of the Walkman has been doing the Walkman for 15 years, and now he's switched. He's now doing a solo thing.
Walter Martin of the Walkman also putting out a solo record.
Very sweet record.
Yeah, it's got like Karen O of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs is on it, Matt Berninger.
And Hamilton Lighthouser's record, it's a bit of a crooner record. It's kind of record where you could imagine him unbuttoning a few buttons on his shirt. Mm-hmm. He recorded it in a
martini in one hand.
You saw the cover. No. It's a record that he recorded at a place called Vox Studios in Los Angeles, which is one of the oldest private studios in the world, where Nat King Cole, Bing Crosby, Johnny Mercer, some real crooners have recorded their record. He has, not to be outdone by Walter Martin, his bandmate, who's made his record with Karen O. He has members of Vampire Weekend, Fleet Foxes. Richard Swift helped produce and played drums on about 8 songs here.
Richard Swift, the secret weapon.
He is the secret weapon indeed. So let's go out on Hamilton Lighthouser, a song called Alexandria from his new record. The new record doesn't come out until May the 6th.
Is this a premiere for us?
This is a premiere. Alexandria, there's a video that should be coming out today as well.
Nice. You know, in a couple of weeks, we mentioned South by Southwest, Perfect Pussy playing our showcase. In a couple of weeks, we will have our South by Southwest preview show. Carrie Brownstein, by the way, who joined us a couple of weeks ago for
Worst
Music Ever, with a question mark, because we were debating it. She'll be back again, joining us again for our South
by
Southwest preview.
Hope she does our weekly evening late night podcast. For those who don't know, we'll wrap up each night.
Yeah, we get there, we make a late night. Every night around 2 a.m.
We guzzle.
It's like, it gets later every night. Like by the last night, it's like 4 in the morning, and we're recording these shows, talking about great stuff we've seen. Hopefully she can join us for that too. But she'll be back at least in a couple of weeks for our preview show, so look for that.
Which, that bill has St. Vincent. That bill has...
Oh, our showcase bill, yeah. It has Perfect Pussy, it has Khalees, it has St. Vincent, it has Damon Albarn. Maybe one more band that we're not telling anyone about yet.
Let's find out.
It's a secret.
Yeah. For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan. Come on, Hamilton, play us a song. Croon us, baby.
<What's that? laughs>
I don't know what I meant.
And I'm Robin Hilton.
For NPR Music.
It's All Songs Considered.
It is All Songs Considered. You see the German ice skater that looks just like me? That's
no, but I saw All Things Considered tweeted out something about that.
Bye, everybody. Always stronger, dug deep and hard as mine.
feel free.